Keith, you grab a point against Sion Town Rangers. It was an old familiar face. Well, not old, but you know what I mean. A familiar face that got the equaliser. Will you very much see that as a point gained overall, having been 3-1 down at half-time?
Probably not, no. I thought we first 20 minutes, we've come out the blocks fast again, like Wednesday. Started really well, passed the ball well. Worked hard off the ball, you know, with and without it. Took a deserved lead, comfortably the better side. And then have a 25 minute period where we just stopped doing everything, stopped working hard, stopped passing, doing the dirty side of the game, marking our players, tracking runners, and we find ourselves 3-1 down. Come out second half, and we've gone back to the first 20 minutes. Maybe not played as well, a bit desperation, but we got back in the game. And now, listen, you've got to take a point, 3-1 down at half time, but they were there for the taking, in my opinion, first half. And if we just managed the game better, we would have won the game probably comfortably.
What do you think's causing the players to switch off? Is it a psychological thing? Is it a physical thing? I mean, 3 goals in 8 minutes it would knock the stuffing out of any side, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I honestly do not know why we do capitulate when we concede a goal. Then there's another one comes very quickly at the moment. And it's not just like Danny in goal or the back four. We've got to take responsibility as a team, We attack as a team and defend as a team. We're not going with runners from the middle of the park. We weren't hitting tackles. I can't put my finger on what it was. Second half, they had a few chances, don't get me wrong, but they didn't cause us as much problems as they did in that 25-minute spell. We were shambolic. We looked at absolute, all at sea for 25 minutes, where we'd looked comfortable for the first 20. We're playing two halves in one, if you understand what I'm saying.
Do you think you should have had a second penalty? The ball seemed to bounce up on the hand of their number 14 down at this end of the ground before Pearman did get a chance to take a penalty. Is that a little harsh?
I'm 60, 70 yards away, but it looked like it hit his hand or his arm, and he gained control of the ball because it fell at his feet and he cleared his lines. So to me, that's a penalty. But saying that, Chris has won. He's come on, done really well, Chris. It looked like it slipped to me. Someone might have caught him, but that was probably on my blind side. I couldn't see that. They seem to even itself out.
There was a couple of shots today, and there was certainly one on Wednesday which gave Lewis their goal, where Sandridge is spilling shots in front of him. Today Boswell was able to tidy up. Is that something that you'll want him to work on, to try and push them away stronger? Or
Dan knows his faults and where he's got to improve. I'm not going to criticise him because he's been excellent for us. I've had discussions with him. I want him to demand his, command his box a bit more. Goalkeeper's the worst position. You've got to be, a special kind of person to play in goal. You can make 9 world, outstanding saves and throw one in, and you're the villain. A striker, you miss 9 chances, got a winner, you're the hero. Dan's been brilliant for us. His conditions are not conducive to being a goalkeeper today. Slippery, It's wet and slippery and everything. So it's hard for him. I just want our defenders to be on their toes, like Bos was tonight, to clear the lines.
You had a bit of a flurry after Pearman got the penalty. Well, after he converted the penalty, he had a bit of flurry towards the end, could have stolen all 3 points. What will you want the players to take out of a 3-3 draw today?
We've got to take the positives out of it, that we've come back. We're 3 games unbeaten now, albeit 3 draws. We're looking stronger as a squad. The options are there. Unfortunately, a couple of them are not eligible Tuesday because they weren't registered in time for the first leg. We've got to take the positives out of our performance Wednesday. The character we've shown to come back from a goal down Wednesday night, and then the character again today to come back from two goals down. We got to take that, and we got to try and, you know, we got to manage the game better. The boys, you know, they talk a good game in now. You know, they all say the right things at half time, etc. And you know, I've now got to see that. You know, I've got to see that on Tuesday, and me be involved in it as well. You know, we've got to look at today's performance, not be happy with it, not be happy with a point. We'll take it, and we've got to use that for Tuesday, and you know, and hopefully get a result Tuesday, and you know, we can go to Oxford next Saturday.
We've got a new centre half as well. What can you tell us about Damien Green?
Damien come from Stortford on loan. I spoke to Rod before the game, a friendly, the other week, and he said, "What do you need?" And I said, "Well, you know, I think I need a centre half." And he pointed the lad out. We tried to get him eligible for the Lewis game last Saturday. Couldn't get his form done in time, unfortunately. Today, being brutally honest as I am, he texted me this morning saying he weren't well. He had the same bug that I've had for the last couple of days.
He didn't have the same Chinese, did he?
No. It wasn't Chinese, unfortunately. I don't think I should. He was gone. He wanted to play, and I wasn't going to play him. And then I changed my mind right at the last minute, and I shouldn't have played him. Not that he was at fault for any of the goals, really, but he wasn't. You know, he wasn't as good. You know, we'll see better from him. Put it that way.
Chris Bryan, he's been here three or four times now, but he still shows that same fast, nifty footwork, doesn't he? And that's what got you the penalty, and that's what got you his goal.
Yeah, no, listen, if I hadn't started Damien, then I would have started Chris. And you know, I spoke to him before, and he said, "I've probably got an hour, 70 minutes in me." And maybe I thought, well, can I get half hour out of him at full tilt would be better. He ended up playing 40 odd minutes, and I thought he made a big difference when he came on. You know, good movement, good as you say, good ball control, and he could, you know, took his goal really well and got the penalty. So you know, he's got me out of a bit of a hole, and hopefully we can see that for, you know, 2-3 months here.
Can I just ask about Liam Springer? Is he unlucky to be on the bench at the moment? We seem to have got three players capable of playing a right back: Griffin, Boswell, Springer. He's out of the starting 11 at the moment. Is he unlucky, or is this competition for places that you want to see?
Yeah, he is unlucky. As is Bos. You know, I think we set up at Lewis to be hard to break down, and hence why, you know, we put Fitz in there and put Frankie at right back. I think Frankie's been excellent since he's joined, hasn't done anything wrong. Liam, you know, he's had a little niggle. Hopefully he's over that now. And you know, it is hard for him. It's hard for, you know, hard for Bos not playing, Steve Good, who hasn't been playing. It's hard, and it's not nice. I've sat on the bench before. It's not nice. But you know, they work hard. Their attitude, their heads haven't dropped. None of them. They're still, you know, the same bubbly personalities in the dressing room. So that's good. And you never, you know, look, I don't know what's happening Tuesday yet. So they, two or three of them might be back in. They might be on the bench again. I don't know. But you know, we need to keep a good team spirit amongst us, and you know, and all be pushing in the same direction.
Now, the weather forecast would suggest that if Tuesday's on, it could be a real sort of dogged cup tie, sort of mud flying around. It could be a wet pitch. It's going to be tough, but you've got home advantage, and things could go in your favour.
Yeah, like I said to him, I don't think there'll be too much mud flying around. Looking at the pitch now, you know, it looks, you know, pitch played excellently today, and like Rob's up and down on the tractor now sorting it out. So I'm pretty sure, unless we get an absolute deluge of rain, it'll be on. Like I said to you Wednesday, we've learned a little bit about them. I don't think they'll underestimate us as much as they did Wednesday, but we won't be as wary of them as I think we were. And if we repeat the performance we've done Wednesday and for the first 20 minutes today over a longer period, you know, that's the problem. We're playing for short periods of time. We need to, you know, stretch that out for 70, 80 minutes. If we do it for 70, 80 minutes, we'll win games comfortably. And if we do that when Tuesday, we'll win the game. I've got no qualms about that, or no doubts about that whatsoever. If we play to our potential for 70, 80 minutes, we'll win the game.
it could go the distance as well, extra time and penalties. How aware do you want your players to be that it could go 120 minutes from the point of view of in the legs, in their heads, and possibly penalties? Because it could be a very draining game, won't it? Because
yeah,
at the moment it's still Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday.
We'll just take it as it is. We'll take the game. We'll play the game. You know, won't prepare for, you know, penalties. If it comes to penalties, that'll be decided, you know, at the end of extra time. We need, you know, we want to get the game done in 90 minutes if we can. But if it means we have to go extra time and penalties, then so be it. But that won't be in our plans from the first whistle. In my plans, I'll be picking a team to win the game in the first 90 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.